But this portion of WEOL Spotlight on Amherst is brought to you by the Lorain County Solid Waste District. See all they do. Visit lorainecounty.us/solidwaste. And we always enjoy having Keith Bailey stop by to talk about the recycling and what's new. I kidded Keith before. I said, you're not going to talk to us about Christmas tree recycling. And he says, do you want me to? I says, no. But now that I brought it up, this happens right after Christmas, right?
Yeah, obviously. Right after Christmas. We don't get that many. The cities usually take care of most of them, but we do take Christmas trees after Christmas. They'll bring them in and we'll drop them off and we'll take them over to the compost site. All right. Yeah.
There's a whole lot of other people that handle a lot of the natural debris, the leaves and things like that. Yeah. You're dealing with a lot of things that would go into a landfill and you're trying to keep it out of that. Let's talk, what are some of the things at this time of the year that you see a bigger influx coming into the collection center?
Big things coming in the collection center this time of year are electronics. After everybody gets their Christmas goodies, after Christmas, even before Christmas, the number of TVs, the number of old computers are off the charts. To give you an idea, we have shipped 42 semi-loads of electronics this year alone. So that's a very large number for us. We're going to probably have a record year in electronics.
Are there limitations on what you take, or depending how old they are, what they're made of, how big they are?
Older the better, you know. We're taking all the old computers from businesses even. We take them in. We usually we have limitations on television sets. Tube TVs are a real nuisance, the CRTs. We don't take any over 27-inch diagonal tube TVs. We will take flat screens, though, all the way up as big as you can get, because there's a market, a reuse market for those flat screens in the world market today. So
I feel like I'm getting old, where a flat screen TV is something that someone is recycling. This seems to be still kind of the cutting edge of the brand new of what, but I guess like any electronic, it does have a limited life, or somebody just...
It has a limited life, and we get getting more and more flat screen TVs in every year. They don't seem to last as long as they used to. But once we get them and we ship them off to Greenwave out in Indianapolis, they pull the tuners and stuff out of them and make them display units for photographs and for businesses that have displays in their lobbies. That's where those old TVs head to.
Any kind of new electronic, there almost seems to have to be a end of life what happens to. Somebody has to figure out, okay, we created this thing, and when nobody wants it, how do we deconstruct it and take it back and reuse it, right?
It's a real industry. It has grown immensely. I'm very shocked that today we do get a few dollars back now, where we used to pay out 8 cents a pound, 10 cents a pound to get rid of the electronic. Now we are able to sell the computers themselves, but we still, the CRTs, monitors, and CRT TVs are still a cost. So it's pretty much a wash for us. What we get for the computers offsets the cost of getting rid of the CRTs and the television sets, all right?
Sort of becomes zero sum in a sense, I guess.
Just, yeah, at one some point in time.
Let's talk about some of the things you have. The collection center is going to be open after the holidays, and that's when people get new things and they start replacing it. And so you'll have good hours for people to come in and drop things off.
We're fortunate this year. The holidays fall in later in the week, so we will be open the day after Christmas. We have no interruption in our schedule in December with holidays. We'll be open every Monday and Wednesday from noon to 6, and Saturday right after Christmas from 9 to 6. So don't forget us. You can come there in the wintertime. It's all-weather facility. That's the real advantage of this facility, is all-weather. And you can pull in out of the cold and out of the rain and out of the snow, and the guys will take care of you. The gals and ladies who are working in the center will take care of you.
Talk about something new you have with this electronic survey, a new way of kind of counting who comes in and what they're bringing in, that sort of thing.
This has been a battle for our employees, and the fact is, the little white cards we're using today, it cost me about 65 to 70 man-hours every week to process them. In my office back at the 226 Middle Avenue, we are introducing a new form of communications this year with our with our data collection system in Canada, Emerge software, and we've built the program, and now we're going to introduce the devices at the center. We put wireless in the center here recently, and you'll take your driver's license just like you do now to see you're a Lorain County resident. We'll run the little barcode, the scanner, through the scanner, and it'll put your name and address only, that's all we're interested in, into the grid, and then you'll have to answer some questions, all right? Very simple questions, just like it's on the card, and then you confirm that you're who you said you were, and you're letting us have these things at no cost to you, and you sign off on it by putting your initials in and put your fingerprint in, and it's gone, you know? It's off to the database in Canada, where we can later track it and report to high EPA, which is a requirement we're under.
What kind of things are the what is the data used for? How does it get used, and how does that help in the effort of recycling and that thing?
Well, we do an annual district report, which must be the EPA by June 1st of every year. It's quite an involved document, tells all 98 programs we now operate out of my office, tells what we accomplished in each program, and this will allow us to crunch the data even finer. We'll be able to tell how many people brought paint. I'll be able to tell how many people brought electronics. I can't do that now. We'll be able to tell how many people brought different things, and that's very important to us. We'll be kicking this in after the first year, probably be beta testing the device and the software yet in December, but we should be up and running no later than February 1st with the device, all right?
Keith, has there been a time in your time there with the collection center since it's been open where somebody on your staff maybe called you up or said, you know, I can't believe so-and-so brought this in? Anything really unusual brought in?
I've lost track. People want to bring us shingles off the roof. People want to bring us construction, demolition debris. That's not what we're there for. We're for the spatial waste that get in the landfill, get in the leachade, and then show up in our groundwater along the way. That's what we're trying to prevent. So that's the basis of what we do.
And that relates, I mean, that's sort of the hazardous part, yeah, that you're trying to remove.
That's correct.
From. You don't think electronics really is being hazardous. It's just a thing that's in there. But obviously all those whatever minerals, elements are being used to work, there's stuff in there that could really...
There's the batteries alone. And when you tear a computer apart, the first thing, if you go into a scrap house where they're scrapping PC, there'll be multiple pictures of motherboards on the wall telling them where that battery's at in the motherboard, and pop it out of there first before it goes through processing. They got to get that lithium battery out of there.
We hear more and more about batteries, maybe even battery-powered cars. There are some out there with that. Is that a future problem, no pun intended, down the road to do something with these batteries in cars now? And I'm not talking about, you know, the ones that every car has. I'm talking about the bigger ones, like maybe in a Chevy Volt or a Tesla.
It's a possibility. You know, we handle a lot of NiCads, a lot of along those lines, the rechargeable batteries is basically what we're taking at this point in time. Haven't been asked to take an automotive battery yet, but other than a 12-volt, you know. But it may come sometime along the way. We have to consider taking those.
It shows how just a little small thing, because you're thinking a motherboard not very big and this tiny little battery on here, but you multiply that by the number of what's being wasted, and that's how everything adds up. It's like that drip of oil in your driveway or whatever, anything that you have. It's not just you, but it's you and your neighbor and the person down the street and everybody else. Right. Collectively can really cause a problem for you.
Yeah. And collectively, once they get in the landfill, they become very toxic and show up in the leachate constituents. One of the things we're noticing at higher levels lately in leachate coming out of landfill is arsenic. The arsenic levels are off the charts, and we don't know quite what's causing that yet. I'm sure there's geologists out there and they're working for the EPA know what's causing this, but I was shocked at recent arsenic levels I've seen in leachate.
Our guest this morning, Keith Bailey with the Lorain County Solid Waste. If people want to stop by, the collection center is open Saturdays from 9 to 6, also Monday Is it Monday and Wednesday?
Monday and Wednesday, noon to 6.
Noon to 6 for all sorts of collection. And if you go to the LorraineCounty.us/solid waste, you'll get to see a list of all the things that you get to recycle and bring in. And as you mentioned, with all the new electronics, anything that comes in as a gift, there's usually one that gets put to the curb, and it's better to bring some of these things to the collection center as well. We appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in this morning as well.
Thank you.